Welcome to Hold Fast, the radio broadcast of Christ Fellowship Bible Church. Stay tuned for some announcements, some singing, and some preaching from God's Word. Good morning and welcome to Hold Fast, the radio broadcast of Christ Fellowship Bible Church. My name is Steve Willing and I'm pastor of Christ Fellowship Bible Church here in Marion Station. I'd like to thank all of you for joining us this morning. It is always our pleasure to bring you the program, and I'm thankful for all of our faithful listeners and those that are on each and every week. I appreciate you very, very much. Again, my name is Steve Welling. I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church here in Marion Station, and we begin our Sunday mornings with our worship service at 10 o'clock. We would love to have you join us today. We have a time of singing and praying together and the preaching of the Word. Love to have you come out. You'll be greeted warmly as you come through the door and given directions on where to go if need be. And again, we would love to have you today. So join us in person at 10 o'clock this morning. If you're unable to join in person, we start our streaming right around 10:45 live on YouTube. And you can check us out at our YouTube channel at Hold Fast CFBC. Tonight we'll be back at 6 o'clock for evening worship service. And we have began a new study in 1 Corinthians, so we're looking forward to that. Join us tonight at 6, and our streaming starts right around 6:30. Also, Bible study Tuesday evening, and we begin that at 6:30 Tuesday evening in person, and we are starting a brand new Bible study this week in the book of Ruth. So if you've wanted to engage in something like that, come on out. We are very, very welcoming for anyone to want to join our Bible study. It's very casual, time to get some questions answered that you may have. Sometimes we can get a little bit off track at times, but we try to stick to the what we're dealing with, the subject matter at hand. But you're welcome to join us at 6:30, and then that is posted on YouTube somewhere around 8 o'clock that evening, and you can check it out there. Also, we've got our fall festival coming up. That's this coming Saturday, October the 7th, 11 to 2, right here at the church. And we've got a lot going on. It's fun for the whole family. We've got the Bounce House, the free hamburgers and hot dogs. We've got the fresh popcorn. We've got free books of a Christian nature for kids and for adults. We've got face painting, pumpkin painting, photo ops, apple cider, hay bale bowling. We've got the hay ride that's going to be coming up. That was something we added this year. All kinds of other games and stuff. And also we got Icy Mike's truck who's going to be here for snowballs. We've just got a lot going on. So we would love to have you come out. Join us this coming Saturday, October the 7th. There, that's our second annual fall festival, and it starts at 11 o'clock, and we're going to run till 2 in the afternoon. So come on and join us this coming Saturday, 11 to 2, for our second annual fall festival. Well, with all of that, we are going to have a song here, and then we're going to turn our attention to the book of Joshua again. Chapter 8 is where we're going to be. Going to pick up where we left off last week. So join us this morning just in our worship service. And also right now, grab your Bible, turn with me to Joshua 8, listen to the song, and I'll be back just in a few moments.
You hold my every moment. all my raging seas. You walk with me through fire and heal all my disease. I trust in you. I trust. And I believe you're my healer. I believe you are all I need. And I believe you're my portion. I believe you're more than enough. Jesus, you're all I need. You hold my every moment. You calm my raging seas. You walk with me through fire. I believe you're my healer. I believe you are all I need. And I believe you're my portion. I believe you're more than enough. Jesus, you're all I need.
And that was Luke Willing singing for us today, a song called Healer. And that was another one that I brought way out of the archives. Man, Luke, he was about, I don't know, 12 or 13 then when he sang that particular song. Our attention turns to Joshua chapter 8 this morning. We are looking at verse 10, and we know that, as we just give a little background of what has happened, that a fellow by the name of Achan had sinned, and because of his sin, we had 36 individuals of the tribe of Israel, or that of the nation of Israel, die. And but his sin was found out. Those things were taken care of. And now there is the plan that is laid forth as Joshua, the Lord has spoke to Joshua. And now he is laying out the plan. He is putting the plan into place. And that's where we pick it up in verse 10 of chapter 8. The Bible says, "Then Joshua rose up early in the morning and mustered the people, and went up, he and the elders of Israel, before the people to Ai. And all the people of war who were with him went up and drew near. And they came before the city and camped on the north side of Ai. Now a valley lay between them and Ai. So he took about 5,000 men and set them in ambush between Bethel and Ai on the west side of the city. And when they had set the people, all the army that was on the north of the city and its rear guard on the west of the city, Joshua went that night into the midst of the valley. Now it happened when the king of Ai saw it that the men of the city hurried and rose early and went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people at the appointed place before the plain. But he did not know that there was an ambush against him behind the city. And Joshua and all Israel made as if they were beaten before them, and they fled by the way of the wilderness. So all the people who were in Ai were called together to pursue them, and they pursued Joshua and were drawn away from the city. There was not a man left in Ai or Bethel who did not go out after Israel. So they left the city open and pursued Israel. And the Lord said to Joshua, stretch out your spear. And the Lord said to Joshua, stretch out your spear that is in your hand toward Ai, for I will give it into your hand. And Joshua stretched out his spear that was in his hand toward the city. We're going to hold up there today as we see that the Lord himself has given Joshua the plan. And that's what we want to remember, that the Lord had spoken to Joshua. He had given him the instructions on what needed to be done, and that Ai was going to be in his hand. They may have been defeated previously because of the sin of one man, but this time God said, you're ready, you're going to go, here's what you do. And we see that the plan that the Lord himself, through Joshua, had put together, that now the plan was going to be executed. It was going to be put into place. Now, one of the things we want to remember is this is God's plan. This is how God wanted things to unfold. God put it together. Joshua would execute that plan. He would take what God had said, and he would go ahead and, as noted, he mustered the people, got everybody in their positions, that they may be victorious over the city. Now, Joshua, as now the leader of Israel, that it was his role, he was going to be the one that was required to execute the plan with all of the people. So they all understood it's God's plan. Joshua was certainly going to lead how it was all supposed to unfold. And the people themselves would also be a part of the execution of the plan. They would go ahead and put themselves in that position that whatever be needed, whether they were going to be part of the ones that lie in ambush, whether they were going to be the ones down in the valley, it made no difference that they were a part of the execution of the plan. Now, so when we look at a passage like this, and, you know, we're reading this historical account of when Israel would overrun Ai and Bethel as well, that we want to note what can we draw from it? What can we take out of what God has given us in his word? What is a lesson that we can learn? Well, one of the lessons that we can learn this morning when we look at a passage like this is that we see that God has a plan and the people need to align themselves with God's plan, and then they need to execute the plan. They need to follow through. So for you and I as born again believers in Jesus Christ, we also, if we are to be victorious in Christian living, and that's what I would hope that all of us as believers this morning are looking to do. I'm hoping that we are looking to grow in the grace and love of the Lord, that we are looking, as the Ephesians writer had said, to grow up in the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ, that we become more Christ-like each and every day. That is I would believe that is the longing of the heart of every Christian. Now, we would understand that as believers that there are things that need to be put in place for us as well to be victorious in living out this life. Joshua had to cover certain areas. There were certain things of which he understood needed to be in place for them to win that particular battle. And those things that he would put in place, the people would be behind him. And we, as Christians, that you and I also need to put things in place as well. We need to have particulars set if we are going to be have victorious living in this life of which we live. Now, we understand also that when we speak about that of the cross of Jesus Christ, because there's an old song that we sing, Victory in Jesus, and that's where our victory rests. Our victory rests in that of the person and work of Jesus Christ. So when we think about salvation, of being saved, of no longer being at war with God, because that's what the Bible teaches us. We are either that of at an enemy of God, or we're at peace with Him. There's no in between. There's no neutral place in this. So when we look as Christians, we understand that Jesus Christ has bought and paid for us at the cross, that when we've expressed our faith, we've repented of our sin and put our hope in Jesus Christ, we're born again believers, we've been converted, we are saved people, that now the longing of our soul that God has placed within us is to do what is right, to honor Him, to be obedient, to become more like Jesus Christ. Now, when we continue to walk in this world, we understand that we're just pilgrims and strangers here, that we know this is not our final home, but we do live here, and we need to walk accordingly as God would have us, according to whose plan? Not my plan, but God's plan. There are a few things in this world as believers that we do fight. I'm going to cover a few of those this morning very briefly. This is certainly not an exhaustive message with the half hour we've got here and the 13 minutes we've got left. But understand that I look at everyday living this way, and the Bible affirms it, that we fight every day against our flesh, the old person that we used to be. That's a given. We wake up to ourselves and we combat that of not doing, thinking, saying those things of which are contrary to the will of God. The second thing that we fight is the world itself, the system. The world is held under the sway of the wicked one. And we have to battle that temptation to not allow the world to have such an influence on us that we would fall into sin. Because it gives that of the temptation to our flesh, how the world itself operates, to give in to sinful behaviors and patterns. The other thing is that we fight the devil. Now, realize that he is not an omnipresent being. The devil gets blamed for a lot of things at times that he shouldn't, because oftentimes it's just the weakness of human flesh. We don't want to take the blame, and we know that the devil's an easy scapegoat. We can just toss it at him and say, the devil made me do it, and things like that. But understand that he is real, and that he is not an omnipresent being, that he cannot be everywhere at once. Now, certainly he has his demons that can do his will, and they too are not omnipresent beings. They can only be one place at one time. So we're not going to be fighting them day in and day out. They come and go. But I want to focus this morning, the last little bit of time we have here, when we talk about what is to be defeated, really. Well, the first thing that's going to need to be defeated in our lives, and that what we want to overcome is going to be that of sinful behaviors. That's one of the things of which we look to overcome in our lives, to not fall into temptation, because that's what we pray, right? We pray, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. That's what the Lord, how he had, taught us is the model prayer for us, that we don't fall into temptation, that we're not given over to that. 2 Peter chapter 2, starting in verse 19, he says this: while they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if after they escape the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are entangled again in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than to have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. So here we note that there are false teachers that are going around and saying all these things, and this actually deals with individuals who are just unbelievers anyway. They have a understanding of what the truth is, but through that of just being tempted, they turn away. They become entangled in that of the world and its ways once again. And it's worse for them. It's worse for them. Because they knew the truth and didn't believe the truth, and now they've been entangled again. Now, for us as Christians, that's one thing that we want to be aware of, that we don't want to get caught up into that of the ways of the world, and we don't want to be overcome by the temptation that the world offers. Now, Hebrews 12 itself deals specifically with us, and it tells us, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, meaning these individuals that have walked faithfully with God, even in the midst of persecution and heartache and sorrow, that we're surrounded by so great a crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us. So the Hebrew writer says that when we speak about this weight and sin that so easily ensnares us, and noted that, dear friends, that it is there. And because of the weakness of our flesh, that there is the temptation to sin. And how do we, in just a word, overcome the temptation to sin? Well, obedience. We just don't give in. We be faithful unto God. We do what we know God would have us to do. We go back to the Word. Just as Jesus was tempted by the devil there in the desert, and he was trying to tempt him to turn stones into bread, when he wanted him to jump off that of the pinnacle of the temple, when he wanted him to bow down to him, what did Jesus do? Jesus went back to the Word. He went back to obedience to the Word. God had the plan, and this is how I'm going to follow that plan through. So when we're faced with temptation, we certainly want to go back to the Word of God, and noted, and in a word, be obedient. Hear what God has to say and follow through. Take the plan of God and execute it. Execute the plan. Be obedient to His Word. So, temptation is sin, and that's a quick, certainly a quick covering of the topic. But friend, that is the basic idea. When we speak about temptation, we want to be obedient. The second thing that you and I, that we are, apart from the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, is death. Now, death, the Bible tells us, is the last enemy for us. That is the last enemy that is to be defeated. So the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, starting at verse 54, Paul says, so when this corruptible is put on incorruption, and this mortal is put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is thy sting? O Hades, or hell, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So there are many that certainly give credence to death. I had three funerals in the last couple weeks, and when we think of death, it certainly brings a lot of sorrow, and people sometimes are just overwhelmed with death. But understand that far as us as believers, that death has been overcome by the person of Jesus Christ. If we are in Christ, we know that, yes, there is this sting of death. But the writer says, where is your sting? Where is your victory, death? It seems like this is final. But he says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And friends, we know that the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is the same spirit that gives life to our mortal bodies as well, if the Spirit of God dwells within us. And lastly, friends, as we are running out of time here this morning, the last thing that we look to defeat in life, and again, this is not exhaustive, but the world itself. And I'd mentioned that earlier when we talk about defeating sin, we talk about defeating the devil, we talk about defeating that of the world system. Well, John in his epistle, 1 John chapter 5, looking at verse 4, the Bible tells us here, it says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome our world, our faith. So when we speak about the overcoming of the world, and again, that leads back to temptation. We're tempted by the things of the world, its riches, its wealth, its power, its prosperity, all these things. We are tempted by that to do things that would be contrary to that of the will of God. But it's our faith. And it's not, folks, I don't have faith in faith. That faith in faith does me no good. I have to have faith in that of the person and work of Christ. That is the one who has overcome the world. Just as John would say, who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Faith in the person. Not my faith in the faith of which I have or think I have, but having faith in the person, the work of Jesus Christ. So when we speak about this victorious life and leading a victorious life, because there are just certain elements of this world of which we live in that we must overcome, temptation, and we know the fear of death is there, but that too has been defeated for us through Christ. And the world and how it's set up against that of the believer. It's always going to be there before us. We can cut ourselves off from it at times, but it's there. And one verse that I'd like to close with just as an overall, we speak about the salvation of the believer is Revelation chapter 12, where we see the individuals that were caught up in the tribulation in the end. But the Bible says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives even unto death. And friends, for us today, as we live in this world as believers, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, who Christ is in it. And we need not worry about our life, because our life is made up of more things than just material things. It has substance to it through Jesus Christ. So I hope today, friends, that you execute the plan of God, that you find faith in Jesus Christ and you be obedient to him, and you too can be an overcomer. My name is Steve Willing, and I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church here in Marion Station. If you would like to contact us with any questions, comments, prayer requests, please feel free to call 443-235-3618. You can go to our website, which is cfbc413.org, and we've got our Facebook page there, our YouTube channel, our podcast page, all that's right there for you, a lot of information. So join us there at cfbc413.org. But once again, thank you for joining us this morning. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you and give you peace. God bless.